Ladies and gentlemen, Flaco.
What's up, everyone? My name is Flaco Martinez, born and raised in East LA. Well, you guys are all ghetto, Tony. Boyle Heights, Tony, how fucking cities? What the fuck? No one called roll call, shit. Ghetto chick. You go to Montebello Mall, huh? Because that's the ghettoest mall in the fucking world, dude. It is. Have you been there? They have a fucking hospital in the parking lot. What the fuck is that for? In case you get stabbed, they just throw you behind JCPenney's. They're like, are the hot dog on a stick chicks work at Nicholas at night? I'm sorry, Sam's off, bro. Cochinos, you guys know that shit? Like, only a couple? All right, fuck you. I live like in El Sereno. If you don't know where that's at, you just take the 710 to hit the recycling center. It's right there. It's a tough neighborhood. I would hear stuff like, hey, you're skinny. We're going to call you Flaco. I'd be like, come here, you want. Grandma, you got custody. And that's what happens in Mexican families. They just give you gangster names. They're like, you're skinny, so you're Flaco. They call my dad Stranger because I never met that fool. They call my grandpa Chino because he can't drive no more. My cousin Weto has good credit. My uncle Puppet, he don't talk much because his wife talks for him. That fool's a bitch, dude. My cousin Spider has hairy legs. Hey, she don't like to shave, right? I have a niece with carne negrita. Not because she's dark, but because she steals. Don't say all, right? Because fuck that. Black people mess with Mexicans all the time. Remember Ocho Cinco? What the fuck was that about? That's fucked up because I thought he was Mexican. And then he took off his helmet. I was like, ora. Vato's black. That's fucked up. We don't do that to black people. You don't see Mexican soccer players just change their names to black numbers. Like Deuces. Or Fitty, Fofo, Sino, Dubs, One Time, Section 8. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up, dude. Hey, I can make these jokes, all right? Because the only women that like skinny guys are big black women. Because they like to floss. That's true. Like, other women want a big guy. They're like, I want someone that's going to fight for me. I'm like, fuck, call Larry H. Parker. I was with a bigger girl, man. That shit wasn't fun. She's talking about, I like it rough. Throw me on the bed. I was like, fuck that. You better jump. I ain't going to throw my back out because you want to fly. I used to have an Asian girlfriend, but didn't work out because we're too different. I'd be like, hey, let's play checkers. And she'll bust out with marbles. I'd be like, all right, fuck it then. And she had all these rules. She's like, my people don't wear shoes while we're indoors. I was like, that's good because my people don't wear condoms while we're in bed. I get it, baby. It's all about comfort. She was kinky, too, because like, we'd be in bed, and she'd be like, I like when you tease me. I'm like, all right, you smell like rice, you drive like shit. She got mad and hit me with a nunchuck. I was like, what the fuck? I thought we were role-playing. I'm the bully. You're the schoolgirl. Okay. All these white people in here is fucking scary as fuck. At least we have alibis. Fuck it. Shit goes down, just asking what happened. Like, I was here, right? White guy. Like, white people suck, dude. You guys call the cops for no reason, man. It's not even your car. Fucking neighborhood watch. What the fuck, dude? Mexicans won't do that shit. If we see someone break into a car, we'll be like, hey, someone's coming. Give me an iPod. Fucking white dudes start yelling out fancy words for stop. Like halt. Cease. Desist. What the fuck is citizen's arrest? That's bullshit. You can't arrest me if you're not a cop. You can't just give yourself a job. You can't do that shit anywhere else. If I'm at the Laker game and the ball goes out of bounds, I can't just save it and pass it to Kobe. But like, citizen's assist, bitch. Fucking, I'm fucking around white people, all right? I'm cool with you guys. When I was a little kid, I would only play cops and robbers with my white friends. Because I'm on Mexican friends, I'd be like, brrr, like they had Uzis. But white kids can't roll their R's. They'd be all, pew, 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 pew. I'd be like, what the fuck is that, dude? Something's wrong with your gun, bro. We couldn't play with black kids because they had real guns and they would really rob us. Asian kids would just throw rocks. They'd be like, Ninja Star. Like, hey, fucker. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Before I go, I want to let you guys know I'm doing comedy. I'm doing comedy because I want to make money so I can adopt kids from different races. That's my dream, right? I'm going to be like Angelina Jolie, but like a dude. Like, I'm going to adopt a black kid and a Mexican kid, a white kid and an Asian kid. Because I believe raising them together is going to be beautiful. Because one day, my black son, my Mexican son, they're going to come up to me and they'll be like, Dad, we're failing math. And I'll be like, that's cool, kids. That's why we have China son. I'm just saying, because one day, China son, he'll come up to me, he'll be like, Dad, I just got my ass kicked, and these kids have stolen my bike. Like, China son, that's fucked up. But dry those eyes, because black son, Mexi son are going to find those guys, kick their ass, and steal your bike back. Go on now, get out of here. White son, go with them. These guys going to need an alibi. All right, y'all, my name is Flaco Martinez. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. You guys have been great.
What's up, fool? Welcome to the first ever live What's Up Fool podcast. And now your host, Felipe Esparza!
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? Oh, man. Some of you guys, what's up, fool? This is the first ever live podcast. I hope you know it's a podcast show.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? And, of course, a big yeah, man, for yeah, Rodrigo man. Torres.
Yeah, man. We're unplugged, eh?
Oh, man, your thing on?
No, it's not on.
Not on? Fuck it. Take this one, eh?
Fuck it. Yeah, man.
Put two in your mouth. Fuck it. First of all, big hand for Flaco, ladies and gentlemen.
Let him hear it.
Oh, man.
Let him hear it, eh?
Let him hear it, man. I'm so glad. I'm so glad he made it, man, because, man, he just had a diabetic attack last night, you know? And that fool's skinny, huh? He's the kind of guy you bring to your mom's house. He goes, amigo, tiene problemas. He likes candy. I like to say life on the inside, that's where it counts. He's looking at her like this, man. Well, I thought it was going to be a different type of stuff, but we're here, man. We're here, man. How you doing, sir, man? You're here, fuck, you're here, man. How you doing, bro? What's up, dog? From your parents or what? I was like, God damn, man.
Look at date night, eh?
Showed up here like a mountain climber. All right, man.
Gotta get to the club.
Yeah,
the
man. So what's up, fool? What's up, everybody?
What's up?
First of all, who listens to the podcast? All right, man. Thank you, man. Who doesn't know what's going on? Oh, you're in for a fucking surprise, man. You're going to be like those broke people that get something for free.
I'll surprise
and then feel like they got ripped off.
Oh,
bro, when we got there, they made us buy drinks.
What else do they make you do in the club, dog?
Oh, what the hell, righty? You don't know, man. I thought he left his... Oh, who's up? First of all, man, thank you very much, man. You know, it's our first ever live podcast. Normally, yeah, we're in a studio and shit, you know, hovered over, you know, looking down like this. Now we have a live audience, man. We're like, fucking... We got Rodrigo, man. I'm breathing over the microphone right now like this, like a porn star.
A porn star doing a solo.
I know, that's why. That's why I can never be in a porn, or I can never be the cameraman. Are you here to meet me? I can just see myself filming a porno with like a fat cameraman in the background. Hey, can I touch her too or what? Don't be stingy, eh? So what's up, Rodrigo, over here, man?
Chilling, dog.
Looking like a Mexican ninja over here and shit.
I'm ready to
Looking
sneak
like
into
James
a
James Gandolfini.
How you guys doing, everybody? James Gandolfini. Having trouble breathing.
Nothing, just chilling, dog. Reminiscing about how lazy I used to be at work, dog.
Oh, man.
Falling asleep like a city worker, dog.
You know, I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last week. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, man.
Man, there was a lot of people who looked like you, sir, over there. Yeah. They were looking at me like I was a picture. And then at the end of the show, they told me, you were hilarious, man. Were you there? Before I changed it to the hotel manager told me, your room smells like weed. And I said, sir, I haven't even checked in yet, man.
Wait till
you must be a time traveler, eh? That guy had just farted, man. So, you owe me $10. Yeah, so we did that. Man, who's here from? Where are you from, sir? That's pretty close. That's pretty close. Thank you very much for showing up to the What's Up Food podcast. It's going to be live. I hope, you know, people don't recognize your voice from a crime or something. Yeah, that sounds like him, man. Give it up for Richard Ramirez's son right here, people right here. Yeah, you guys didn't know, man, but he raped a girl in Glendale, and that's his son right there, man.
He's back.
Imagine, man. Always imagine, man. What if, like, you're like the son of a fucking serial rapist? Like, what do you do when you meet when you guys meet each other at a group? Oh, my shit, he raped my mom, too.
You got to keep that legacy going, eh?
I know, right? I mean, like, weird, eh? I don't know, man. Fuck it, let's talk about something funny, man. We're losing the crowd.
They're still here, dog.
This is the part of the podcast we fucking cut out for you guys. Eh? So you won't think, what the fuck, eh? These fucking perverts? Right, nah, man, but nothing wrong with that, man. Yeah. Sir, what's up, man? That joke bothered you too, huh? It bothered me too, man. That joke hurts. All right. What's up, big dog? You having a good time, bro? Hell yeah, man. Who drove here from real far away, man? Like who
the farthest.
Where you got from over there?
Damn,
that's far, man. Welcome, man. Get a postcard, eh? Shit, that fucking 14 was rough.
Homegirl right there.
And you over there?
Pasadena.
Damn, man. Pasadena, Arizona?
She lives upstairs, eh?
Wow.
So anybody, Palmdale's the farthest?
Anybody drove from farther than Palmdale? Savannah, Georgia. Yeah, but you didn't fucking fly out for the show, cabrona, eh? You flew out here on vacation and shit. Want to win a free prize. Savannah, Georgia. Wow, this is true. Have you heard of the podcast or you just want a free gift? Okay, you're here, man. You're here with your white guy right here. What are you doing, bro, out there?
Welcome to California.
Welcome, man. So what brings you here from Savannah, Georgia?
Family.
Family? You have family here in Pasadena? You know a lot of Mexicans? What? Orale. Who's your gardener? I'm sorry. You're the. That would be me if I married a white girl. Who's your gardener? Who's your significant other?
You are.
Yeah. Homeowner over there. How happy is her? Look at her, eh? I guess you made it, eh? Where's Palmdale?
Palmdale, right here to the left. We're going to hook you up with the What's Up Fool podcast.
Free What's Up Fool hat, eh? You got it, eh?
For burning man, rubber from
this
Palmdale.
This ain't a regular stuff, man. Yeah, so this is a... You have to borrow your mom's car? Yeah, soldier over there, man. Fuck, eh? You ever do that, man? You borrow your mom's car, then you crash it? And then you're laying in bed with blood on your head and shit? What happened?
Me
chocaron el carro.
Me estrellé en un poste.
What? Move on. That's our producer right there, Lisa Esparza, right there, eh?
Let her hear it.
She works the magic in the back, eh? Shh. You're breathing too hard. You're too close to the microphone. What's
up,
man?
Chilling, dog.
Roaches today or what, eh?
Rats, fool.
Rats?
Yeah, dog. Right here in Pasadena, by the way.
What's going on, bro? What's the next over here, brother? My glasses.
Japan, dog. Shout out to our homeboy in Japan.
Oh, shout out to Frank Rivas. He's one of our listeners in Japan, and he translates our show in Japanese. So,
wait a minute.
Mr. Roboto. I said, I know, eh? Goodbye, Miss Saigon. No.
Arigato.
That's funny. People are listening to this. We don't get the impression on fucking the radio. We don't get it. You know, it's funny, man. Sometimes we try to tell people about the podcast, you know. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I said, what does that mean, a podcast? No, bro, you go on the radio. It's called a What's Up Fool radio show. Then they find it. Okay, we're going to move on, people. Fuck it. I'm dying here. I hate when a joke doesn't work. When a joke doesn't work, it feels like you're watching a stripper and then she falls.
Right. When's this bitch gonna get up, eh?
Who hired this Mensa right here, eh? I'm never coming here again at noon. Fucking Nicolas, eh?
There's only one pole.
All right, man. We got a shout out to another shout out. Give a shout out, bro.
Shout out to Joey Diaz who wanted to be
That's
here.
That's right, cocksucker. I wanted to be here, but.
Bro, I'm sorry. I'm doing a podcast of my own. Leave me alone.
That's exactly what he told us.
So, yeah, so he wanted to be here, but he's doing a podcast of his own over there in North Hollywood. So, shout out to Joey Coco Diaz, everybody.
And look out for him.
On the Church of What's Happening Now.
He's over there doing his thing, man. He's going to be on a new game like Grand Theft Auto. He's going to be one of the bad guys. He's going to be in green and shit. They're having a running and shit.
Snatching wallets and shit.
Yeah, so what else, bro? What else? We got a...
Shout out to Nabil Reza.
Nabil Reza, you know who you are, bro. You support all things comedy. Where you at over here? We fucking dark. We can't see you, eh?
We're going to get you a hat, too, dog.
You here?
No, Nabil.
He's not here. Fuck it, eh?
There you go again, Savannah. And then Alan to Vegan Food Share.
Alan from Vegan Food Share, you here, bro? What's up over there, bro? You got you a hat too, dog.
Congrats, dog, who just reached 100,000 followers on Instagram. Let him hear it.
Filipino, married to a Mexican shit. Mexican girl, they eat a lot of puto. Yeah, right. So, man, he's vegan and she's vegan, man. I tell people I'm vegan, they don't believe me, man.
Who you fooling?
They do it like, what the fuck you eat, bro? Crops?
A Hasta las raíces, güey.
Yeah, so if you want to learn about vegan food, follow Vegan Food Share, man. And that will give you, like, the places where you could get crazy, sir. You want to eat healthy, you know, cholesterol and shit. Whatever you had, and shit, roñas, you know. Sarampión, whatever you got. It. Hey, Mexican, we don't go to a doctor and shit till we're dying, huh? Shit, what happened to your arm? It's purple, but it's still moving, eh?
Put it back in my pocket, eh?
Just wrap it with duct tape, dog. You're a tin man now.
You know how we do it, dog.
Yeah, man. So thank you very much, man, for the What's Up Food podcast. And
a shout out to All Things Comedy.
All Things Comedy, bro. I'll read my glasses, bro. You do it. It was really, really,
you don't have your glasses, Dick?
No.
I could have sworn you.
I got it right here, Ray, but fucking. Just fucking rumors too, not bright enough for me.
All
right,
it's a trip,
go,
dude. Like, you can't see shit up here, but it's all good. We're going to keep moving, eh? All
right, we're going to keep moving, eh?
No. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, so All Things Comedy for having the What's Up Fool podcast on their network, and all the proceeds from the door charge tonight are going to the All Things Comedy Network that was started by Al Madrigal and Bill Burr. So please, a shout out to All Things Comedy Network. Getting on the podcast worldwide.
And I was, thank you, Vegan Food Share. You made me your man crush Monday one time.
He's red hot.
You know me, I crush bitches. They're out of breath. Oh, get off me. Help.
Real quick, we're going to hook you guys up. We're going to mention the upcoming tour dates. You ready, though?
Yeah, bro. April 9th to the 12th, I'll be in Orlando, Improv in Florida. Tell your friends, man. I look crazy with glasses, huh? I look like fucking Beast from X-Men and shit. Eh?
We're about to have an esoteric conversation.
It's funny how fucking glasses can just make me look into an instant pervert. I'm afraid to talk to women, so just look at them. So they get scared now. Oh, man. Okay, April 9th through the 12th, I'll be at Orlando Improv, Orlando, Florida. April 6th to the 18th, Richland. Anybody know anybody? Richland, Washington, Florida. At Jokers by the Tri-City, Yakima, and all that shit. Tell your Mexican friends to go, man.
Yeah, man.
We need people. That's a ghetto-ass club, by the way, bro. That's the only club that has a Chuck E. Cheese, a little fucking place to play blackjack, a dance club, and a comedy club, and a daycare, bro. Well, you just leave them at Chuck E. Cheese.
Jokers? And how about the Atlanta Punchline, dog?
Oh, for the Atlanta Punchline closed right next door to the Atlanta Punchline. They have a 24-hour daycare.
24 hours, people.
For all you bitches, man, who fucking want to get your dick on but can't find a place. For real, remember how it's tough it is sometimes, guys? You meet a girl right here at
true,
QC's, Quiet Canyon or something. Or if you're old school at the hop. And she tells you, oh, but I have my baby. Wow, bitch. I got this app for a 24-hour daycare. Shit, they got Similac.
12 flavors, eh?
And that fucking, they got alcohol for that tooth, bro. Poor baby. It's funny how some Mexican ladies, like, we don't do it, man. But my mom, man, like my grandmother, she will put her finger in tequila and then put it on my mouth. Yeah, man, because my tooth was hurting, man. And then I have to breastfeed with tequila in my mouth. That's why I like having sex drunk, I guess, eh? All right, that was...
Damn.
Woo, all right.
Woo!
May 1st and 2nd, if you're in Las Vegas to watch the Manny Pacquiao fight, we won't be there to watch the fight because we got no fucking ticket. We're breaking for the room. We're going to do a show May 1st and 2nd, live stand-up comedy show, not live podcast like we are right now with a table. I know you're thinking, what the fuck is a table? Is there a buffet going on? Yeah, that'll be in Las Vegas at Triple B Backstage Bar and Billiards. Also, just announced, July 9th through the 11th, I'll be performing here at the Ice House.
Stand-up show.
July 9th through the 11th, people. Live comedy show, me and Rodrigo, some other fools. Did I miss something?
No, the Miami one.
Miami. I feel like my father and shit. It's a cabrón. Y estos pinches biles.
Can it be untapped?
My father thinks the further you put the fucking bill, the cheaper they get it. I'm like, que chingado, cabrón.
Get that motherfucker next month, dude.
We got Doug Dynasty right here, bro.
This fool, dog.
Making me nervous, bro. I don't know. All right. This show's going to suck, man, for people who aren't here. Fuck it. What's Doug Dynasty? I don't get it. Show me your face. All right. What's going on, eh? Okay. We got... Rodrigo will be here April 11th by himself.
Next door at the Ice House Stage 2.
Stage 2. He'll be here with Mando Castillo and Pops.
Gracie.
And a special guest.
Jay London.
Yeah, thank you.
So he'll be here.
Only $10. So yeah, yeah, most of the money for that show will go for Rodrigo or drugs and alcohol. But the money will stay in the community.
We're only going
to
dab.
Rodrigo's trying to get back to law school, people.
But in your Miami, Florida date, the April 23rd through the 25th?
Who's here, man? What?
Oh, no, one more date for you, Dick. The April 23rd to the 25th, Miami, Florida, at the Home Field Comedy and Sports Bar, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck, I'm going to get light. This shit doesn't even work either. Foggy and shit. I'm new to glasses, man. I have a greasy ass face.
I started feeling hot too,
my
dog.
My fucking glasses look like somebody fucking threw a chicken wing at him, man. Fucking all cebozo and shit. In elementary school, I was like that dark little fucker, man, in elementary school. With a greasy ass face, man.
Ready
like,
for
when
action.
Like when I jump out of the car, the oil light would go on. Fucking Tres Flores, they call me. I hope you got the joke, sir. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. A round of applause for Tony Bennett, everybody. Let him hear.
I left my heart in La Puente. I'm just sorry, sir. We're just trying to, you know, we're trying to get the show flowing. That's not your dad, right? I don't want to...
The guy with the beard puts me in the headlock.
I don't want to hurt no feelings here, eh? This fool like walked into a trap, eh? Like, what's going on? I was waiting for a comedy show. This fat guy who looks like Lost, keep talking.
He won't shut up, eh?
I'm not Lost, I'm Beast. I could see now, all right. Oh, who listened to our first ever podcast, the first episode. With Juan Garcia. Anybody listen to that? Yeah. You guys know the story, Juan Garcia? No. No, then you fuck, bro. Go listen, catch up. What's Up Fool Podcast, SoundCloud, Dash, the little Niña, and What's Up Fool. Well, anyways, Juan Garcia was a guy that was on our show, and he was our first guest on our comedy show, and he was a guy that I kidnapped when I used to get really, like, really fucking coked out and shit. I used to be a bad... You know how it is, man, when you're coked out, man. You know how it is, Rodrigo.
I'm just having fun, dog.
No. You know how it is, sir. We're trying to find moonshine, you know?
Fucking said moonshine.
You want to go fox hunting? There's nobody around. Well, you know how it is, Uncle Jesse, you know? Anyway, so... Enough. We're going to give you a prize, shit. Fuck this.
Give him a hat. He looks like a man that wears hats.
Nah, we'll get you. We got you, big dog. Anyway, this guy, man, when I used to be all fucking crazy, I didn't have a car. I didn't have a fucking car. So I would look for somebody with a car that was short and desperate to be a comedian. And I saw this guy named Juan Garcia, right? And that fool took me on a coke mission for 3 days, man.
That fool was in his mom's car, huh?
Yeah, he was in his mom's van. She caught the bus to work, bro. Anyway, so a lot of people asked. They wanted to see Juan Garcia here tonight. But that fool didn't want to be here. He rather, instead of being here with us, a live comedy show, you know, something really big where people are going to remember him and go, oh, shit, you're that fucker. I never thought you're that fool that fucking that was down, bro. That fool. Anyway, that fool. He goes, nah, man, I can't do the podcast because I have to do a show for $25. What a fool, right?
In Ontario.
So, bro, we're going to play an April Fool's joke on him, man. Everybody follow him right now on fucking Instagram, man. If you have a fucking phone, follow him on Instagram right now.
At Truly Comedy.
Truly Comedy. And, bro, I thought you were going to be there, bro. On Twitter, too.
Truly Comedy 84.
So you have Twitter right now, man. Good opportunity. And tweet this motherfucker and tell him, bro. And follow him. I want his phone to blow up with follows right now. And then at the end of the show, we're all going to unfollow that motherfucker, right? Fuck this motherfucker. So right here, man. Everybody, if you have a fucking phone, follow this motherfucker right now.
I ain't fucking with that nigga no more, man.
He's a good... Hopefully, we'll get him back again. Anyway, so this fool right here... Everybody follow him. Hey, bro, are you going to be there? I came here to see you. You know? And then at the end of the show, we'll unfollow this motherfucker, right? What this fool and go, what the fuck, that'll be his April Fool. So everybody follow this motherfucker. Anyways, man, who's a good baller? Who plays basketball here by applause? If you play good ball, you're a good baller. Oh, fuck the mic crowd. I have the most unshaped fans, eh? Okay, bro, this motherfucker right here plays basketball at Venice Beach. And you can play this motherfucker for $10.
Every Saturday morning,
look for him, man. Right here, man. Right here, man. It's Pet Boa Albino right here, man. Looking like fucking an albino Tyson and shit, eh? Looking like fucking White Chicks, a movie, eh? Fucking Chicken Little, all right, eh? Anyway, that's our good friend Juan Garcia, eh? So... There you go, bro. Your phone's blowing up. Is the phone blowing up? All right, trip. Okay.
I have 11
what?
I have only 11 followers.
Fuck, man. He sees fucking 30. He'll get happy as fuck, eh?
God
wow, damn. Wow, I only have 11? He's been working, eh?
Times are hard for a pimp.
Shit, my puppy has more followers than him, man. Arr, arr, I didn't have a puppy, but if I did, I have more followers than I should have. I follow one of the Kardashians, man. That bitch gets 868 likes farting, bro.
What a fucking tragedy.
I'm one of them, too, though, but still, man. I feel bad for people, man, like some people like Juan Garcia, man, who puts up photos like this to be funny.
It's upside down.
3 hours go by, no likes. I like it, but I dropped the phone and shit. Man. Okay, we have a trivia question right here for a free prize. In episode one. You have to raise your hand,
all
right?
Don't be all shouting out all crazy, eh?
So it's part of the podcast. Listen to it.
Popcorn.
It's fun. Fuck it.
Yeah, man.
Raise your hand. In episode one, at the crazy Hollywood party, what could you earn by doing chores and helping around the house? Where? Lisa. I'm not doing this. I'm staying out of this. I can't see shit. I only see him right here. I'm Barney Miller. Who? Lisa, who? Right here. Oh, shit, right here. Oh, right here. Dom DeLuise over there, eh?
It's a drummer from Social Distortion.
Fucking okay, Mexican Brutus, eh?
Hey, you asked for it, dog.
Dougie points, yeah.
You got it, dog.
What did he win? What did he win?
Congratulations.
Oh, damn. Shit, you win a poster, bro.
And a hat.
And a hat, bro, and Dougie points. Where's his bar at, by the way?
No. Oh, I don't have my phone, dick.
All right, eh. We're going to move on. Sorry, people. Dougie Points.
We'll plug it on the...
Dougie Points.
Dougie Points.
So what happened, man, what happened at the Hollywood party? I was there at the Hollywood party. It wasn't like a Hollywood party and shit. Man.
Nobody was there.
The party was in Hollywood. That's it, eh? It's like when people say, oh, bro, we had a party at the Hills. What Hills? Whittier. There's no hills over there. It was Lake Lake. Nah. So at this party, at this episode one, real quick, at this party, there was a guy named Dougie, whatever. Anyway, at this it was a crazy party, man. That fucking party went from 11, from 2 in the morning to 11 in the morning, man. It was crazy, man. It was a crazy-ass party. Anyway, so...
Zombie party.
But in order to get invited back to this crazy party, you had to do things like pick up an ashtray and throw it in a trash can. And the guy who owned the house would give you Dougie points. And he'll look at you and show in his bathroom, hey, bro, you got 7 Dougie points.
And my robe.
So the whole
open.
Night I was fucking tweaking, man. I think I broke the record. I was mopping, sweeping, bro.
Replacing light bulbs.
He goes, I think you broke the Dougie point records, dog. Yeah, so that's Dougie points. We're trying to get him to come to the show, man, but you know, man. He don't know we made
it. He was having a Hollywood party.
He was having
busy.
A Hollywood party right now, man. But this house was crazy, man. Like, you've been to ditching parties, but this was a ditching party, man. I mean, like, you know how sometimes you go to a house party and you get fucked up and you see fat-ass cholos peeing on your wall and shit? Or this fucking chick trying to pee and shit on your lawn? They had bathroom stalls installed on the back of the house. So if you're peeing on the house, there's like a bathroom stall, you flush it.
The shit was elaborate.
Yeah, I cleaned it, so I got Dougie points. Dougie points, sir. All right, people, you got ready to get this shit started? Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, what? Also, a big hand for the guy who introduced me, Little Miklo, ladies and gentlemen. That's Isaac Hayes. Yes. I will respond, but they can't hear you on a podcast, so I'll be talking to the wind.
Be a gentleman up here.
Also, we're actually even though we're doing a live comedy, live podcast, we're here at a live show at a comedy club. Tip your waitstaff, especially him over there, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, I might have seen him in porno movies on fucking on Bang Bros.
Brazers.
All the guys know him on Asian. We're all famous. Yeah, man. He's trying to buy weed off me. He's $10 short, man. So. Do it for la raza.
Just one more time.
Oh, man. Trivia, okay, trivia question. Okay, back to the fucking, my glasses. Where?
Right here, Dick.
Oh, I don't need this for this.
Where is it, Aiden?
How many Asian guests have we had so far, and what are their names? Who said one? Right here, what's that, Weddle? Juan. Who was his name?
Juan.
That's a good one. He got us, eh?
Huh. We thought you were dead. You're alive!
I don't remember his name.
Roy Chang.
Good point.
Roy. Good
point.
That's a good one.
That's an even better one. No,
I can't see shit. I just see the light right here, man.
Richard Chan.
Richard Chan, yes.
Oh, arigato.
Richard Chan, man. We had him here. Also, we had Rafael Cardenas right here from East LA right here, photographer.
If you're wondering, he's not sneaking through purses. He's taking pictures.
This guy's the official guy that used to get chased by Cebolla in Fort Heights. Man, that light is like right on top of me, man. Oh, what? Okay, what?
Introduce Sherms and Richard. So
okay,
guys,
please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Richard Chan and Sherms.
Back on the show. What up? Richard
Chan.
Yeah. All right, bro. Have a seat. Richard Chan right here. Right here, fucking. Richard Chan, no.
Hello.
That one over there. No.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Okay, Rodrigo.
Hello.
Okay, man, find something you like to hold. Hey! So what's up, fool? Is that a thing on?
Hello?
Fuck it, yes. Hey, Rodrigo, sorry, bro. All right, hey. All right, hey, we're here. What's up, fool? You want to laugh, just come
what's
over
up?
Here.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? We have Richard Chan right here, man.
Hey!
Hi, everybody. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo están todos? ¿Bien? Hey, arriba Chinaloa. Chinaloense.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Is there anybody in there?
Hello.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. So just share, man. Fuck it, eh?
Fuck it right here, Chino.
Just share it, eh?
Oh, okay, hello?
Oh, no.
Okay,
now. Oh.
All right, eh?
Oh, so
I like yours. I like yours better now.
Hey, so, where's my bike, man?
What bike?
I'm Flaco's son, man. China's son. What the? They said my
call
bike
back,
is here,
back.
Man. What the fuck? Barney Miller has it, man. Fuck, man.
Yeah, man. So tell everybody who you are, man. But first of all, Richard Chan speaks better Spanish than me.
Más o menos.
Yeah, he's half Mexican. His name is Chingao.
That's short for chingada madre, right?
He's Chicano.
Chicano.
Yeah. Didn't work.
Cha-ching.
So we got Sherms over here, man.
What's up, everybody?
Over here, man.
Catalina's finest.
Well, we're here wearing his fucking, what? Every time she's a wet, I feel like something's going on bad here. Already. So what's up, man? First of all, you have to know, man, Sherm, he was on the show, and he was on the show, and we talked about El Centro.
Kidnapping.
El Centro, yeah.
Who heard that story, man, when I kidnapped, when we were in El Centro? Anybody heard the story? Fine. You guys are missing out, man. Show up to the wrong fucking show. Now, anyways. So tell them, Sherm, you guys don't know Sherms, man. This guy grew up in Catalina Island, so his family not only snuck into America, got here, they fucking, they just swim over there now.
Fuck it, just a little further. All right.
What's up? How did Mexicans land in Catalina?
I don't know. The funny thing is, though,
we're just here for the tour, but we're going to stay. A 3-hour tour.
Hey, the funny thing is,
we
most of them are
seeing a lot of jobs.
And most of them are from the same little small town in Jalisco, man. So.
Don't be lying.
What's up? Yeah. Jalisco in the house.
We got all excited.
Zapatillas. Yeah, it was crazy. Hey, on Christmas break, I'd go down to go visit my mom's family.
Get closer to the microphone, bro. Don't be shy. I don't spit.
What the fuck, man?
It got you, dog.
No, but Christmas break, we used to go down there and visit my grandparents, and we'd run in like
Catalina?
No, in Mexico. But
fuck Mexico. Let's talk about
that's
Catalina.
That's another island. No, hey. But half of Catalina was
we
there.
We went to the mainland, eh?
This is the wrong island.
So what happened, bro?
Nothing. Just fucking same people. The end. Happened. All right, cool.
Like always, dog.
No, bro, Catalina, bro.
Oh, all right, Catalina.
How did you grow up in Catalina, dog?
Oh,
that shit is small.
Oh, it's very
you
small.
You can't even
man.
Break up with somebody there. You break up with them, you see them every day.
Swap backs, all right. Cool. Oh.
So what's it like? What was it like growing up in Catalina?
I was pretty cool, man. I mean, everything was really small there. So like you said,
that's what she said, though.
It's a big ass island. All right. No. But like you said, you couldn't go out with anyone there because as soon as you did, your best friend was dating them. You know, so kind of fucked up.
One big happy family, dog.
Oh, hey, fuck it, dude. It's cool.
So you used to go fishing over there. What do people do? How do your dad survive? What do you do? Fucking swim to Long Beach to work and then come back?
He's an amphibian.
He's still on his way back right now. All right. No, it's a small town, so just, you know, little job.
Fucking Jacques Cousteau over there and shit.
Yeah, everyone does this. Everyone over there cruises on golf carts, and it's a little small island.
Fucking drive by on golf carts.
Throw a golf ball, bam.
Who was it? Condo 5.
Hey, tell them about the golf cart with the rims and the flame paint job.
Say what? Hey, this guy knows more about Catalina than I do. No, but everyone there, they had golf carts, and everyone used to hook them up, so you'd have golf carts that were sound system. What are you laughing at, man? It's
true. That's
how they do it in
Baca.
Has spinners on them, has stereos. Say man, what?
That's what I call balling over there.
Hell yeah.
In
Catalina Island, there's a lot of buffaloes, right?
Oh, there's a lot of buffaloes, man.
God damn, man.
Hell yeah, they took them there for a movie and they
left them there, huh?
They never brought them back.
That's funny how Mexicans got there, huh? Fucking one movie, you know what it is.
And we're gonna take the buffalo back, you but know, we changed our mind.
You know what, I like playing this part. That's what Mexicans do, man. Sneak into movies and shit.
Oh, yeah. Ease up in that motherfucker, dog.
So what's up, man? What happened? Well, we had Richard Chan on a show one time, and he used to live in Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah?
He used to teach Spanish and English over there. And his Yeah, man.
I lived there for 10 years.
For 10 years, yeah. Man. And then he had a coffee shop in Mexico, mm-hmm. And then they tried to tax him, and he fucked that he left. What happened? Tell us the story, bro. Your wife putting a hit on you, bro.
Oh, man. You know that story?
Yeah.
Fuck. He's supposed to be dead, eh?
Exactly.
This fool called the A-team. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, my ex, she's now my ex. Yeah, also from Jalisco. Yeah. Son bien locas, eh? Don't trust a lady from Jalisco, right? They don't know how to cook. That's a lie, right? I'm going to love you too much. I'm going to cook for you. Fuck that. That's a lie.
I went with a girl from Jalisco one time. She opened her legs more like cheese. Okay.
Hey.
It was Jalisco cheese.
Hey, that's... huele a pata.
Fucking, it was panela.
No, they call that queso fresco, all right? And then it falls apart when you touch it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a family. Sorry, flare up. Come on, bro. It's a family show, bro.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to lose our contract with Disney, bro.
It'd be flatlined.
Hey.
Imagine if we did a contract right now. I'm like, you got to, like, settle down, please. Keep it clean. So what's up, man? And what happened when we had him on the show, and he told us this crazy story, man, because he's a big Hulk Hogan fan, right?
What's up? Hell yeah, Hulk Hogan.
He's alive.
And him and his friends, Hulk Hogan used to have a hotline that you could dial, and you'll speak to a fake Hulk Hogan, and Hulk Hogan would tell you, hey, brother, if you ever drop the legs drop, press 9. And if we'll wrestle pressing numbers, that bill came out to $1,000. And I was telling her, I could have just called 976 TIDS, bro. So what's up, bro? Real quick, bro. Tell the story, bro, real quick.
Oh, yeah. We used to call, we're big Hulk Hogan fans. So we found Hulk Hogan at a hotline, 1-800-949-HULK. But,
it was hot.
You guys called it too or what? Cool, I'm not the only one. But, but yeah, we used to call Hulk Hogan, but you could never really beat him. So, all right, what's up?
listen up, brother. Hulk Hogan here, and you fought him. So, like you said, press one if you want a leg drop. And all right, press one. Press two if you want me to take off your shirt. All right, cool. Press two.
So it's like, damn. Let's like, play
fuck, which one do I push for him to put it back on? But yeah, we'd always play, but fuck, we never won. So,
psych.
Yeah, fucking one long summer, man. My buddy, we used to call from my buddy's phone, so his mom got the bill. But like you said, we never won, so one hell of an expensive bill.
How much was it?
I don't know.
Your mom went WrestleMania wild on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got to wrestle my ass. Eh?
All right,
still
people,
trying to
man,
pay that
thank
shit
you very
off.
Much, man, for getting anything to promote, bro, for the anything future you coming on.
What up, man? Excited on.
I'm telling you, man, when you guys aren't there, man, we edit a lot of shit.
I drew a blank.
Hey, we're here about to talk about the past.
All right, yeah. Uh-huh. What?
Nah, nothing, dog. Nah. Real quick, this fool told me a funny ass story. He was at a strip club in Sinaloa, huh? You were just chilling and shit, and the chick's all,
you were there?
She was there.
In a deep voice, de la mame, wey.
I see like that. I'm like, what the fuck? That's how they do it over there.
Y bien parado, eh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me take off my skates.
It was big, sir.
That's it, dog.
Damn, he looking
you
like
don't that. Have a translator for Barney Miller here?
We got it right here, right now. Todo. Well, thank you very much, man.
Thank
for
you.
Being here, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Richard Chan.
Thank you, Felipe.
You guys are fucking awesome, bro. Thank you, man.
This is my dog.
Yeah, go to Catalina and look for Sherms over there, man. He had a fucking RV, fucking golf carty.
A little leg breaker and shit.
It was having a good time.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
What's up, boo? All right, eh?
Nice house.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise guest. Don't forget, man, follow this motherfucker, man. Right here, sipping Yin Sun, right here, eh? Right here, man.
Dick.
All right, man. From 95, we have a special guest here, man. I've been on a radio show. Who listens to 95.5 KLOS? This guy, man. Big hand for Frazier Smith.
Mr. Show Business.
Show Business, people.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, bro? Have a seat, sir.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
I got a new saying. What's crackin', moron? Does that shit work?
Yeah.
All right. Now I got to get a podcast. Come on. Let's do this shit. Come on.
So what's up, fool? Frazier Smith. Let's say hi to everybody here.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good to see you guys.
Man, growing up here in Los Angeles, I used to grow up listening to 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's up over there, heavy metal girl? You still have the eyebrows?
Yeah.
You still rocking that Dio shirt?
Come on, you got to rock Dio.
Yeah, man. So
it's like a rainbow in the dark.
So when is your show on?
My show is on, I broadcast out of Catalina Island.
And, they got good radio waves over there, you know?
Yeah. I got to swim to Long Beach. And then, and then we do the show. Sunday night, 10 till 2. Sunday night. Prime time. Prime time.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm rolling Kilo G, guys. Whatever the hell that means.
That was wild, that guy that's in Catalina, huh?
That guy is wild. Yeah.
I was like,
I'm the guy who brought the buffalo there.
And the Mexicans and the Blacks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Good together.
I'm a Buffalo soldier.
So we got you. We got you. This man right here who showed all the way.
What did he do? He killed
all the
people?
Way from Arleta, California.
Arleta.
Where you
I
from,
used
sir?
To date her.
LA.
Hey.
Sir, where are you from, sir?
Burbank.
Oh, Burbank. Oh, yeah, man. Yes.
Beautiful. Funk.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You're here, man.
Yeah, man. So I had this, had a Hollywood party yesterday, and I was cleaning shit up. I had to,
with the straw.
I had to, yeah, yeah. Well, you got to clean shit up. I mean, come on.
You want a little
blurred lines. Talk about blurred lines. Come on.
Bass.
So you ever work with a lot of comedians, man, like Richard Pryor?
Oh, my favorite comedian? Probably, Johnny Carson.
Oh, right.
My favorite, yeah. He's weird, crazy. That was
my
impression.
Did you party with
him? No, but I was at a party where he was. He told me to get the fuck out. Well, I was there.
He cut you off and, hey, buddy.
Oh. Yeah, then he had to clean some shit up in his house. I got some Johnny Carson points.
This whole time. He's been listening. He's been listening.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson points.
That's it.
Shit.
My favorite joke you say, man, is the one you say. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Is the one you say that Dr. Kevorkian has a waiting room now. The nurse comes out and she says, the doctor will kill you now, Smithter.
That is your favorite joke.
I fucked it up, I love.
You did. Now you got to clean up shit.
Sorry, sir. You make me nervous, sir.
He does make you nervous.
It does, man.
That's my dad, by the way, folks.
I'm sorry, Mr. Frazier.
Good to see you, Pops. Yeah, buddy. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Yeah.
So every Sunday is your show on Kelo West?
Every Sunday night, 10 till 2. I really appreciate both of you listening. No, if you get a chance, please listen. I really appreciate it. You were on there the other day.
Yeah, I was on there the
other
night.
Fantastic. Our ratings went down. But
he's on, everybody.
That's going to happen. That'll happen.
Bang,
yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, man.
But I'm big on Catalina. The Buffalo are listening, and everybody.
What
happened? What happened?
I was looking at that big cholo over there.
Let me handle something real quick.
Wow. It's a big-ass cholo, man.
Nothing. Wow, nothing like a big cholo.
That fool drives us out of a van and shit.
Big-ass hand and a little pistol.
So you're from where? Sherman Oaks?
No. Represent. 818, bitch.
So you're a Laker fan?
I am a Laker fan, yeah.
Viva Los Lakers.
Yeah, I'm a Laker fan. Hey. Although they are having a rough year. Last week they lost to the Sparks.
El Pendejo 405.
Come on, that's a joke. That's a joke.
I know. That didn't get serious.
They said last week the Lakers lost to the Sparks.
And I liked it better when the Clippers used to suck.
Right?
At least you get a ticket, right? Right? You call the box office. What time's the game start? They're like, I don't know. What time can you get here?
We're in the thick.
Right? Get there early to let you play center. And you know you're in trouble when you leave early to beat traffic and there's a player sitting next to you at the light. Jokes, come on, jokes.
Bada bing.
These are the jokes, people.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fool.
What's up, fool? What's up, Burbank?
Represent.
Look at her like Matlock and shit.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
So that's it. So we're performing that next.
Next, I will be, depends on what's on this card. I'm going to pick up some shit at Ralph's, apparently.
You know what's scary, man? When you go to Ralph's and you see that, like, I'm not the same person panhandling all the time, the same person. But sometimes they don't ask for money. They tell you, can you just buy me something in there? And I'm in there all high and shit looking around. And then I forget what the fuck I'm there for and shit.
Right. And then later you see them, they've eaten all the samples.
I love samples, man.
Samples are good.
They call me the sample
samples
killer.
Are good.
I'm the king of samples.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that over there? Oh, shit. Like Costco. Over
Costco,
there,
right? Wow.
You have a membership over there?
I'll sell you a fake card.
This is like she got kicked out a couple times.
Wow.
I don't know membership, man. I have a membership at Food for Less. At Food for Less, you don't need membership. They jump you in. She has Food for Less. They don't have aisles there. They have alleys. Shit, you could buy a fucking milk and Kevin Hart's new movie.
Yeah. It's a good combo.
So what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, man, we're going to bring another guest. What's up, fool?
I got to go. I got to get back to Catalina. I'm swimming back, so wish me luck. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Fraser Smith.
Good night, everybody.
You have a good time? Thank you.
All right, brother.
Check him out.
Yeah, buddy.
That fool's funny, huh?
Ain't that right, buddy?
He's hilarious, man. I like the quick one-liners, man. I don't like to think too hard, you know.
Telling me, buddy.
Like, what? Okay. What's up, fool? We're back, really, eh? Just a little minor block in my mind. Trivia question, people. You guys ready for more trivia?
Are you ready?
Which one of our guests, former guests, had sex with Kathy Griffin?
Grandpa.
No, Rodrigo didn't have sex with Kathy Griffin. He had sex with that Dodger player, Alfredo Griffin, from back in the day. Eddie Griffin.
I had a
you, bro, right here. Fred Stoller, yes!
He got to name everybody.
I don't know what you win, bro. Rodrigo Water, you win. Fred Stoller's book.
We're going to hook you up with Fred Stoller's book.
You win Fred Stoller's book right here. Let me see. Let me show everybody, bro, the book right here. What's your name, by the way?
Derek.
Derek, you have a Latina right there? What's there? Hey. I guess you made it, eh? You have a white chick. I have a white chick. He has a white chick. Crackers and beaners, bro. Shit, we go to Mexican and white chicks and Mexicans, crackers and beaners. We go together like NASCAR and nachos. So that's Fred Stoller, man. He wrote this book and we're on our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, Fred Stoller.
Freddie Stoller. Everybody, Brooklyn's finest.
What's up, brother?
That's it? All right.
Yeah, you guys know Fred. Look at right here. Everybody say hello.
Hey.
Ready, everybody.
I'm from Catalina.
Everybody's saying, I know him from somewhere. He's been on Everybody Loves Rain Man and all that stuff, people. Come on.
And I blocked out Kathy Griffin that we had sex, so I wouldn't have won the book. I blocked it out. It's gone from my memory. I went to a little thing. But do you know who Kathy Griffin is? I heard to go. She's sorry.
So what's up, fool Fred? How you been, man?
I'm good.
Who heard him on a podcast? By applause.
Hollywood Dreamer series.
He was on a podcast show, and he's been on Seinfeld. Of course, he wrote for Seinfeld. Who's seen him on Seinfeld?
They don't watch Seinfeld.
Everybody right. Loves Raymond, Cousin Gerard.
How about Handy Manny? Yeah. Yeah. Manny, don't you have kids? I'm the Rusty, the monkey wrench. Hi, Manny, I'm scared. I learned my Spanish. Tra Bahamas, we travel the Bahamas. Either you don't have kids or no one so handy... Or you're a pedophile. Rodrigo.
What's happening?
You know, you keep saying we should hang out, and I feel guilty because I have bugs in my place. And weren't you an exterminator?
I'll hook it up. Then we'll hook you up.
But don't you feel you're being used?
Nah.
All right.
Just give me like a little weed gummy bear or something.
Yeah.
Send me on my way.
I'll hook you up.
A roach for a roach.
What kind of bugs you have?
I just was on the thing, and I don't read the comments with the Doug thing. I got stoned on a podcast.
You ever watch that show, Getting Doug with High?
Yeah.
Well, this show getting done with high was with Doug Benson, and we sit like this, except there's a bong everywhere. And during the podcast, they keep giving you more bongs. And towards the end, you're like doing a podcast like, under the table like this.
And so, people are going, that guy was an idiot. But,
you?
But yeah, but I was stoned. So, what do you expect? That I want to have a show where you spin round and round and I get mad at people for being dizzy. All right, bring the other guys back. I saw. See, if I went first, I'd think I was killing because I had nothing to compare this to. But I heard back there, they were great. And these women are looking at me very scared. Like, that's that Tinder guy we had a date with who lied about his age. Put another picture up, and I was scared. And I had my cousin, the cop, waiting back. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But don't go on Tinder. So...
So you're going to start a podcast?
Yes, I'm because of the success of this right now, I'm going to do a podcast. Actually, I was going to, but now I changed my mind. I want to, yes, I'm going to do on All Things Comedy. I'm going to do one, but it's going to be unique. It's going to be different. It's going to, my hook is I'm not funny. And, oh, wow, I'm hallucinating, a Sons of Anarchy guy, right? Wow. That is you.
Yes.
All right, I'm getting goosebumps. You know,
that's another
that show fucking pisses me off. You British guys taking acting gigs from me. I could have been him or Jax. He talks like, hi. He's this pretty guy, and he headbutts everyone and beats the shit out of him. Did you go, in real life, dude, you wouldn't be beating people up. Did you tell him? He's a good guy, but I don't believe he could beat everyone up. I heard those guys really believe, but I loved it. I watched it. So good for you.
Yeah.
And at lunch, did you sit separately or everyone hung out together? Okay, it's not because they had racial problems. Okay. No, I love the show. I know a guy that was on it. That's how I got into it. Christopher Reed.
Yeah.
Not the guy from Kid and Play. But
that'd be funny how the guy from Kid and Play sounds like Anarchy.
Yeah.
With his flat top, huh?
You know what I'm talking about? There was a guy, a friend. He was one of the, I was going to say trannies, but what they, the trainees.
The trannies?
No. What were they called? Prospects.
Oh, prospects. Yeah. All right. Yeah, prospect, yes.
Yeah, he was a big guy, but all right, I got my money's worth. Hey, I like that guy.
All right, man. So what's up, Fred Stoller, man? Let everybody know, man, you started stand-up comedy in New York?
Yeah, I started in New York City, and then I got, people ask me what was my big break. I go, tonight. I have
you
to
crossed
think.
Over
I don't
to
know.
Mexicans now.
I was in Dumb and Dumber, and...
Get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
This guy, oh, shit. I don't got to Google it anymore.
The phone.
So
get
stuff like that brought me out here to L.A. And I actually opened for you.
We did show them Brea, him and I.
And we did...
Reno.
Reno.
Ontario right here. You know
there.
What's up, Barney Rubble?
So I love...
Burbank, eh?
No, I love working for Felipe. You do a selfie after with everyone. Are you going to do it for tonight for these guys?
Yeah, we'll do it, eh?
Hell yeah, we'll be chilling.
For sure.
I have a rule with selfies, $5. That's how much I'm willing to pay. Because I'm lonely, you put your hand around.
I'm old school. I remember when selfies used to be going under my bedroom with a porno. Don't look at me take my selfie.
So had you... So I did. Where did you know me from? You knew me from Young Comedian Special or something?
I saw you Young Comedian Special, you know, a long time ago. Then I saw you on, of course, Everybody Loves Raymond and Cousin Bernard.
I was on Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
I was the cousin.
Cousin Bernard.
Gerard.
Gerard.
Okay, I don't know, man.
They don't know anything.
Fucking you.
We could be making this all up. They don't know the fuck.
Mexicans will say the wrong name for years, huh?
Bernard, dog.
Nah, fuck you. Proper saying Bernard, dog. Gerard.
What? Latinos always come up to me. They go, you coming out in anything? I haven't seen you come out in anything. Like, I'm gay. Hey, I'm on Sons of Anarchy. But, right? Why do you say that? Not, I mean, you. But
I don't know, man.
All right, good
answer. Stay here. Well, stay here, man. Don't go nowhere, man.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another guest on the show, man. This guy was on our show on the Cholos. Where are you now? Was he on the Cholos?
Where are you?
Give it up for Birdman, people.
San Jose's finest.
Yeah.
San Jose's finest.
All right, bro. He brought dabs. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Extracts.
Million right, extracts, man. Baby. They keep me going.
Anyway, man, we were all in Reno. Us three one time, man. Doing
and we went. We partied.
We partied hard, man. They told us, hey, you got to put a fucking turn down that heater, eh? That shit's loud. Da, 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 da. You know what's funny, man? When I was in Reno, New Year's Eve, I said, if you know what, fucking, it was Birdman's birthday, I'm going to buy him a present. So I went to his pawn store, right? So it's Birdman, man. And I saw a Raider ring, silver sterling ring. See it right there?
He has it taken off, y'all.
And I said, you know, I'm going to buy that for Birdman. And then the guy said, how much is that for that fucking ring, bro? 150. Fuck, bro. You act like they're winning and shit.
Oh, for what?
For reals, right? I was flabbergasted at that price.
No,
I was like, I turned into like, you know, like 150, bro. You act like they're 10 and 0 and shit, right?
Is this fool worth it?
And bro, I said, come on, bro. It's for a guy, man. He loves the Raiders, Birdman, you know? And then he goes, just give me, fuck it. He goes, all right, just give me 80. Then I said, come on, man. I'll give you 60. He goes, fuck it, the Raiders suck. Just give me 40. And I said, don't say they suck. I'll give you 50. Now, I almost talked myself into more money, man. I bought it for $45. And it's right there, Ray. It's a big ass.
Yeah. In good hands.
In good hands. Hand,
good hands all
But it was
state.
Funny when that fool said, 150. What the fuck?
Reno is a depressing town.
It's Reno, man. You know what? It was voted the most depressing town in America.
That, not because I was there.
No, Reno, yeah.
All right.
When we left, they got happier.
We went to eat, and it was like the worst food, some cafeteria. Oh,
yeah. Not for him and his wife.
Oh, you were texting your wife.
Tell me what happened.
We thought, let's get out of here. It's so depressing. So finally, his wife, or was it? Someone was not finishing. So you took our food and dumped it on your plate and started eating from scratch. Hey, he Berman thought it
was
fun.
Berman was eating like he was in prison, man, with one arm right here and shit.
Don't touch my shit, bro.
It's weird, like, when you hang out with people that have been locked up for a long time.
Oh, that's why, like, you eat all the food?
Like, he wants to cut into a conversation.
That's why. I was just like, fuck it.
It's weird, like, Birdman, like, he was, like, locked up for a
hundred. And he thought it was good food.
Yeah, man.
Bullshit.
It was like that food from Christmas Vacation, you know?
Don't get cheap on me.
San Quentin got better food in that fucking spot.
Yeah, like, so Birdman, like, one of our friends from San Jose, we meet him. He's a comedian, you know? He like he did time, right? Like
little
30
bit.
Years?
About 20 altogether, some shit like
20,
that.
20, right? So it's weird to have a conversation with him because sometimes he wants to say something and he throws like a long string with a sock on it, you know?
I go fishing, bro. I got my way of fishing. You know
who
what
has
mean?
A little Funny. Mirror and shit?
His Facebook things scare me.
I still keys through my phone.
You go, fuck this shit. I don't know what you're talking about, but I like it. I don't know. I like everything he says.
We went to Starbucks today because Birdman took the mega bus over here from fucking San Jose, right?
Yes, sir.
All the way down, bro.
Remind me of that San Quentin ride, just shackleless. All these bunch of fucking J-Cats and derelicts, coke fiends. Like, what the fuck?
You're back home, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, shh. It's like San Jose came with me.
Yeah, man. So, man, how come...
This looks like a scene from Get Hard 2.
This man is looking at Birdman like, how come that guy from Jurassic Park is doing... What is he doing here, right? Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Nice. Jeff Goldblum done.
Welcome. You said he's got a new genre, MSNBC lockup comedy.
Yeah. Well, he does MSNBC lockup comedy. Tell him one of your jokes, bro.
You know, look, man, you guys got to understand, receiving oral sex while you're incarcerated does not make you a gay prisoner. It just makes you a happy camper. It's only gay if you come.
He did it for cigarettes, and he didn't even smoke. Okay,
fuck cigarettes. I top ramens.
You need a celly for that one, dog.
Burbank can make you a cake with Oreos, cookies, and shit.
A spread.
Was there anyone skinny like me in prison and Jewish?
Yeah, they were holding on to my belt loop.
Oh! Dun, 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 dun.
I see some good chemistry right here, Ray.
I can see a sitcom right here, Ray.
Yeah.
Like instead
see right here, locked up right here, fucking
my lawyer.
Store right here
with my lawyer.
With a fucking wayside jacket and shit.
He's wearing a state issue jacket. That's what I was wondering about.
What's that? From Sing Sing.
That's a Susanville jacket, bro.
What kind of jacket?
Susanville.
It's a state issue jacket, cool, bro. Huh? You get that in prison for free.
I'm not going to get shot. What do you mean? That kind of jacket?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm not scared like straight right now. Yeah.
All right.
He's scaring the shit out of me.
The thought of prison, I have nightmares. I mean, if you go there, I go, are you allowed to volunteer for solitary confinement? Go, there's... Could I go, please?
You wouldn't want to be in the cell with Birdman?
Fuck, don't ask me. I don't know.
Anyway, peace. All right, sorry.
The reason they call him Birdman because he walks around with a bird on his shoulder. Like, some people have a chip on their shoulder, he has a bird on his shoulder. A real,
umbrella cockatoo. I got an umbrella cockatoo.
Cockatoo.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I like that. Hey.
Any cock
this
will do.
This was any cock would do, eh? Fucking the old man from the puppet.
Well, I was going to say.
The old man from the muppet.
I know I'm bombing when the guy in the front row is doing better than me.
Oh, here,
he was killing, Doug.
You should be up here, and I should be sitting there with the over. Yeah, you look like a guy in To Kill a Mockingbird, like in The Jury or something, with the thing, or like the guy in Walking Dead.
Come on, bro, that's a miracle on 34th Street.
Like,
bro.
We got a lot of you guys here, Walking. You know, with the cigarette.
All right, people, trivia question.
All right.
Yeah, man. What was my girlfriend's rap name for me in high school? When even though I didn't fucking rap. What? Anybody? For real, here's the story, man. What happened was Kid MC, you got it. Damn, girl. Over there, Palmdale got it.
Yeah.
Palmdale got the trivia on lock, eh?
Anyway, this was the story, man. You got it, mija. You're going to win over there dressed in black and white. Over there next to Beetlejuice.
Oh, damn.
No, every time I see stripes, I say Beetlejuice, like right here.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, she's still there. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right there. She won right there, mija. Palmdale.
Yeah.
She won right there, mija.
Oh, Long Beach. Also, you know, you should have a pen pal with fucking Sherms, eh?
Yeah.
All right, people. Everybody having a good time? Pay that bill. I know the fucking check is falling down. All right. Everyone had a good time. Yeah. All right, eh? Okay, man. So how they going, Birdman?
Everything's going good, bro. Everything's going good. Life's sweet. Just out there hitting them mics, telling them jokes, getting high, staying high on my chameleon extracts.
All right, and so when you tell your podcast is on All Things Comedy, Fred Stoner?
It will be. We're saving up the episodes. And
you have a title yet,
I'll
Fred?
Talk about it. Yeah, I'll let everyone know when it drops. See, I got the lingo. When it drops. I feel like Andy Kindler. Hey. That's it.
Well, thank you, man. Fred Stoller and Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman. Let him hear it, everybody.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much. Thank you, Birdman. All right, man. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. It should be in a movie, man. Running Scared. Or The Odd Couple of Boyle Heights. What's up over there, Savannah? What's going on over there? All right. All right, Macon, Bacon, all right. All right, man, our next guest. Who heard of the Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker? Yeah. Well, this guy's the man who caught that motherfucker. Bill Carrillo.
Round of applause.
Or Fernando Valenzuela.
Gil
Carrillo.
Let him hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Let him hear it.
Let him hear it. Sit down right here. That fool said, fuck it, we're going to tailgate this year. So what's everybody, if you guys don't know, welcome to the show, Mr. Gil Carrillo.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
How you doing?
Rigor, how you doing, brother?
When we first did our show, man, we didn't know, like, what kind of theme we're going to have for a podcast. You know, like, everybody does comedy, they do this, they bring a bunch of comedians, they talk about jokes, they whine, they complain. So we just figured, you know, we just run into people that I know from the streets growing up or interesting stories. And this man right here, he was involved in the investigation of Richard Ramirez, and this guy caught that motherfucker. If it wasn't for him, they would have killed him. So how you been, man? So are they going to do that Richard Ramirez movie with what's his name? What's his name? Jay Franco.
Jay Franco.
Well, I don't know about the movie business. I know we brought the rights to the book. Lifetime Channel is doing something.
You put it close right here.
Lifetime Channel is doing something. They're supposed to start shooting in May, I believe, for television. James Franco still has the other rights, I understand.
Yeah,
I don't know. He ain't contacting my door. You know, he's not knocking to me. And I ain't going to Catalina looking for him either.
Shit, we'll send Dog Band the Bounty Hunter to get in there. Yeah, so you were one of our guests. You know, a lot of people listen to our podcast. You know, I think somebody emailed they wanted you to speak for them. Did they ever get kind of talk to you?
Yes. I've spoken all over. I've been all over the U.S. speaking about him, and I've just been.
This guy investigated sorry, wait a minute.
No. Go ahead. Hey, this is your gig, brother.
Just excited. No, so tell these people, man, who you investigated, your biggest case.
Well, there is no bigger case. You know, Richard Ramirez, he was the biggie. He had everybody in the county scared, and then he went to the barrio, and the barrio got him and took him down, and that was the end of the story.
Man, when they were looking for Richard Ramirez, man, everybody in the neighborhood swear he saw him, man. I swear, bro, I saw him at Caddy's. He was at QC's, bro. I saw that fool in Pavilion. Alpha Beta. She took an old school big buy.
She still has a shopping cart.
So what happened? You investigated him?
Well, we investigated him. He didn't. I in the paper, I put my swing and address in there to see if he'd hit that, but he didn't. So he eventually got caught August 31st, 1985, taken into custody, found guilty, sentenced to death.
He's still alive, right? Oh, he died.
No, he died. He died June 7th, 2013. Natural causes. He's dead. Appeals over with. Guilty.
Wow, natural causes. People always say that. How did he die? Natural causes. A tree fell on him, man. He was hit by lightning. So that was your biggest, man. What was it like? Like a lot of us right here, man. We just watched the news. We go, fuck, they're looking for a fucking serial killer. Or we just close our windows and shit. I know my father, man, I was a little, like in junior high when they were looking for the Night Stalker. And this is what my father did, man, to protect us. He didn't buy no gun. All he did was break the fucking broom and put the broken broom handle on the window so it won't open if they try it. Because that scares away that cuckooey. did gun sales go up during Richard Ramirez?
Gun sales went up. Everything went up.
Fucking slingshots.
Your dad wasn't that far. Because I remember putting up on my back gate. I put a shovel right there to hold it in place. Yeah, I didn't get to come into my place.
It's funny how people from the neighborhood, sometimes they do weird stuff. Like my neighbor put aluminum foil on her windows, man. Because they keep the sun out. Then you could cook tortillas on your window and shit. So, man, you're a Dodger fan?
I'm a big-time Dodger fan.
Oh, shit.
What's that? Big-time Dodger fan.
I'm glad Birdman left. He's a fucking Giant fan. Dun, 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 dun. So, man, you're a big-time Dodger fan since day one. Used to be Valenzuela bodyguard and shit?
Big-time Dodger. I started watching them when they got here to the Coliseum, 58.
Damn. You were there? I was there selling Cokes?
Any Coke will do.
He looks like he has himself penis over there. Not understanding if he does.
So, man, what do you think about... So, anybody here, what do you think about the tailgating at Dodger Stadium, how they're trying to avoid it? Did you ever tailgate?
No. No, I never did tailgate.
Anyway, people don't...
I know, fool. I ain't going to come out...
You never tailgated?
Didn't tailgate. I've tailgated at...
USC, right?
Other functions, USC. But never Dodger Stadium because they would always make you throw your shit away. You know, so I'm not going to throw nothing away.
Shit, man. We tailgate at Echo Park now, man. It got bad last year. The tailgating at Dodger Stadium, man. People hired bands. Like, bum, 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 bum. And somebody actually wrote a letter, man. Like, yeah, man. It was so noisy. And there was a banda. It was a quotation. A paisa style band. With tubas. So it was like polka music, but with lyrics. Am I lying? Bum, 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 bum. My friend, mariachi song is tan tan. So you're going to go to opening day?
No, I'm not going to be at opening day. I have another engagement that I have to do some speaking at that day, so I'm not going to be able to make it. But I'm sure I'll go to many more.
So since you caught and investigated the Night Stalker, you've been asked to speak for other police officers all over the world, huh?
I've spoken all over the nation. I've been out of the country. Name has been submitted to go to Russia. So
from East L.A., fool.
Hey, it's cool.
So you go over there, man, you teach these Africans how to catch serial killers. You go to the London Yards. How is it? Do some British for it, bro.
Right here, live at Scotland Yard, man. Please tell us how to catch Jack the Ripper. That's easy. He's already dead, eh? Thank you.
What happened, sir?
It's a bloody mess.
It's a bloody mess. Thank you, sir. So you were ex-sheriff?
I'm a former sheriff, retired, gave him 38 years, 26 working murders.
Hard times.
So you can relate to Birdman. He's been involved in a lot of police brutality.
They be testing out batons on that fool.
That fool, he's been given a lot of flashlight therapy. Flashlight therapy when you're locked up and then the police officer hits you with a black flashlight in your elbows and your ankles so they won't see the bruises. Anyway, that's just an urban legend, right, sir?
That's right.
Never heard of such a thing.
So you're also in a band still?
I'm still playing, having fun. Just, you know, I did it back in the day when I was a kid playing the Little Union, Big Union, Omani Legion Stadium, Palladium, you know, Don Palos. We did it all, and now we're starting to do it again. It's making a comeback, and I'm blowing with some good guys.
It's good to have, like, someone on you with a real story, man. Like, growing up, you went to Vietnam, and you started a hospital in Vietnam for the kids.
We started an orphanage in Vietnam.
You do good things, bro.
Without anybody telling them, man.
And you're like, you, man, you're not one of those guys that looks for prizes or big posters.
No accolades, no nothing.
I did this, I did that, you know. But we're letting everybody know, man. You're the man, bro. Oh,
a man that speaks through examples.
You know, whenever I get in trouble, I know a sheriff.
You know, it didn't start out like that because I was 17 years old when the cops took me home and told my parents, sign for him to get off the street or he's going to end up dead or in prison. So at 17, I did go into the service. And so that's what... That changed my life, and now here I am, and being able to talk about a local Mexican kid, you know, there is hope.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what's up, brother.
Hell yeah, man. Go to jail or go to the army. It's funny, man. They're trying to get me to join the army, man. The Marine went to my school. He said, I see a leader in you. Shut the fuck up, me, bro. I showed up late to school today. I'm in the wrong class. Yeah, man. So thank you very much, Gil Carrillo.
Thank you.
Gil Carrillo.
You having fun?
I'm having a great time.
All right, Barry. Gil Carrillo. Google him. Hell yeah, man. I like Gil Carrillo, man.
Hell yeah.
He should come to all our shows.
Back in the day.
For real, man. When I would do like crazy ass bars, like Montebello bars, he will show up, man, and just be there with his wife laughing, man. You know, he gave me his card, and every one time I got in trouble, man, I was telling the cop, man, I know somebody, man.
Who do you know?
Shit, man. So what's up? So what's your name, by the way? I don't want to...
Ron.
Ron? Thank you, Ron, for being here, Burbank.
Yeah, right there, front row, Ron.
What's your date? Your Craigslist date? What happened here?
She's in the back texting right now, dog.
No, sir. All right, people, more guests. You got ready?
Yeah. Are you ready?
More guests. You guys ready, people?
Yeah.
All right, man. No sit-ups. No sit-ups. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mondo and Pops.
Yeah. Armando, sexy bitch.
Armando and Pops, people.
And his son. Yeah, little brother, how you doing, Pops?
It's denim night. What's up, Pops?
What's up, dog?
You got it together? What? I got the oyster stuck right here.
You check
up, Pops? What's up, Armando Cosillo? How are you, bro?
Armando!
How are you?
What's up,
dog? Happening?
Chilling, dog.
You chilling?
What's up, Armando?
Who listens to our podcast with Armando Cosillo?
Yeah.
Armando Cosillo is somebody that I met during comedy, and him and I, we used to tour with Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
Damn.
Way back in the day.
But it was funny, huh? That sexy bitch.
Yeah. I used to tour with the Night Stalker, but Gil put a stop to that. Big hat for Gil Carrillo, man.
That was good sport,
fucking clap,
huh?
Fucking clap, goddammit.
Let him hear it.
So what's up, Pops?
Not much, fool.
All right. Pops is Armando's son, and he does stand-up comedy, too. And I met him when I first started doing comedy, what, a long time ago, man, when I wasn't really that funny. And we should go eat Thai food together and then strip bar right after. Let me tell you, man, you have not lived till you get a lap dance smiling like chicken curry, man. She's earning that money.
I'm
getting a lap dance with heartburn. She said, give me a tum, too. What's up, Pops?
What's happening?
Get the microphone closer, bro. Put the microphone closer. Yeah,
just right here choking.
So what you been up to, bro? What's new? What's new?
Nah, man. Just messing with people all over the phone. Every time I answer the phone, hey, I'm gonna help you. What's the matter? Are you drunk? I tell them, nah, man, it's too early. Yeah, I bet because they think I'm drunk. They call him, and one guy goes, hey, bro, kind of hitting the ideas, huh?
You look like you're all dabbed out over here, dog.
Yeah. And I'm like, go right here answering on the other line, other end. Man, fool, it's just how I talk. I have a speech impairment. And, man, you should see their faces. I can't see it, but I can hear it in the voice. Oh, man, I fucked up.
So, how did you become like that? let everybody know, man. They want to know. You were hit by a what?
Oh, shit.
Hey, what, like, as you can see, I'm all right.
What happened?
I'm all right.
No, they didn't hear you say it.
As you can see, I'm all right. But now, I got hit by a drunk driver. Oh. Oh, but don't worry now. He's okay.
See, it's funny, man. Like, Pops drives.
Yeah, drives.
He had like a special steering wheel that looked like a steering wheel that has a doorknob on it. And you go like this.
Like a bus, fool.
Yeah, right.
That's the way to explain it. It looks like a doorknob, yeah.
It's like a doorknob. So he like, when he makes a left, you got to tell him, go inside the house, all right?
Lock the door.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Let's do so.
Hey!
No, for real, his car, the acceleration is on the, like, on the, it's not like the left-hand signal. It's the what?
No, those the blinkers, man. That's the blinkers.
What the fuck, dude?
He picked them up a few times when he was drunk.
I'm fucking talking. I'm fucking talking in Morse code over here, right?
Yeah. That's when you were river dancing, goddammit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. So what's up, Mondo, man? You just got back from touring and shit?
Yeah.
Where were you, man?
Yeah, I was up in Stockton with Fluffy and Stockton. Hey, Stockton's in the house. Man. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was outside in Stockton and I was signing some autographs and I got felt up by a lesbian.
Oh, really? Oh.
She started grabbing my chichis and shit and I'm thinking to myself, God damn it, I look like a fucking lesbian. Do you? Yeah, but it was up north, yeah. It was cool. It was cool. Stockton was cool. We went to Chuck's. You went to Chuck's? They're Chucks, yeah. They got pancakes the size of your head.
How big are they, man?
They don't even fit on the plate.
They're big old pancake nipples and shit?
Well, they look... No, they look like kind of like a shrimp cocktail effect, like on shoes. You ever see the shoes on women's shoes? And the claws are hanging over?
Pops is dying over here, Ray.
He looks like he's on a rocket ship to the moon, dog.
What the hell happened?
What's going on, little brother?
Somebody call.
Hold on tight.
Somebody call Salvador.
He wants a stripper, Salvador, though, eh?
Bring two.
Man, he laughing at an inside joke for sure, man.
It's a mating call, ladies.
For you listeners, crazy, man. Pops is having a laugh attack.
Happens at Deja Vu once a month, eh?
No, funny story. He once took me on my birthday. He took me to a strip club. Right, the minute I walk into the strip club, he goes, "Dad, I'm gonna take you." It's I've never been here, and we walk in, and one of the strippers sees him and goes, "Crazy man, you're here again."
He know how to make it rain.
Crazy man.
I went broke that day.
No, it's funny because my wife thought he was kidnapped one time.
Kidnapped by some titties.
The phone butt dialed the house, right? My wife answered, "Hello," and she hears this the stripper talking to the bouncer saying, "I'm gonna hold this phone until he brings my fucking money back." And my wife's like, "Oh my God, they kidnapped him. Viejo, quick, come here, go look. What happened? What happened?" No, they kidnapped him. I go, "Oh, he's probably at a strip club. He didn't have money to pay, and he's going to the ATM, and they're holding his phone."
How the fuck do you know this?
Because that's crazy, man.
Hilarious, because he walks in all nonchalant, and so then my wife's like, "Okay, what's that, cabrón?" She's right there, and I'm looking, "Okay, when you come, I'm going to get you." He walks in, because at that time he was going to JC, you know, college or whatever.
Junior college.
Junior college, JC. And he walks in, right? He walks in on nonchalant, quiet. With it. Where were you?
Studying.
You know how moms are. ¿Dónde andabas, cabrón? Where were you? ¿Dónde andabas?
¿Dónde estabas?
A little leg shaking, like, ¿dónde andabas?
Getting my learn on.
He walked, is at the library.
Like Barry, cabrón, you were over there. Chichonas, cabrón. You want a stripper? You want a stripper, cabrón? I'll show you a stripper. She gets the broom and starts dancing on the broom. And starts spinning on the broom.
Killing.
¿Quién ver chichi, cabrón?
He has never been back to a strip club again.
I said, no, mom, no.
So what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, man. We're going to have a Yeah Man contest. Who does
yeah,
the
man.
Best? Yeah Man. Like, what do Yeah Man.
Yeah Man.
The best Yeah Man contest.
Yeah Man.
Huh? Anyways, man, people always ask, bro, how we came up with Yeah Man, and like, does it really, Rodrigo really say it? But can you tell the audience, how did we come up with Yeah Man?
Yeah, man, tell us, man.
There's actually a comedian that,
right,
that you guys may have seen.
Yeah, man, he kind of talks like that. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Rick,
yeah, whatever,
his name's Rick Gutierrez, very funny guy. And he tours with Gabriel, and he's a funny guy, but that's all. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And everybody just got that. And like, yeah, man. And then this guy nicknamed him, too, Tio Chomp. Tio Chomps. Hey, Tio Chomps. And nobody told him to his face. And one day, these people, he walks in.
For years, we were usually called Tio Chomps. He didn't know.
Hey, Chomps, how are you?
Mondo's wife calls that for, hey, Tio Chompies.
Hey, man, who said that?
We've been saying it for years, dog.
Yeah, no, it's like when, you know, it's like when I'm pretty sure you guys have ugly-ass friends. And they have nicknames, but they never heard that nickname and shit. Like, hey, bro, where's Cujo? Shut up, dick. He's right there, all right. Eh?
You just have his name on your
Shut
phone.
Shut up, dick. So that's how Yeah Man is. So every time, who was there, bro? Fucking Yeah Man.
Hey, Felipe, don't these walls, the windows and stuff, don't they look like the projects? Looks like William Mead housing projects, man.
That one has bed bugs.
All right, William Mead.
Welcome to the projects.
You made Dogtown, it. Yeah,
reminiscing,
Dogtown. Though.
Hey,
Dogtown?
I got one question. Why is Dogtown right next to Chinatown?
What?
Just wondering. It's bad, I know.
All right, people, we're going to pick up three people for the Yeah Man contest.
Yeah, man.
You want to come up here and do it, let me know. All right, you can do it here. A guy or a girl.
You got all scared, huh?
Three.
Talking all that shit in the dark.
We're going to win a contest.
Huh.
All right, eh? All right.
Hey, Felipe. Hey, this guy right here.
Right here, man.
Lisa.
This
Lisa.
Guy. Raise your hand. All right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, they look alike, huh? Yeah, man. And you pick
Where
the winner,
want
bro.
Where do you want them?
Shit, I forgot my phone. Here, man. Here you go. Give him a microphone. Face that way. This is going live, man. We're going to be on Telemundo.
Hello.
We're going to be on MTV 3.
You guys hear me? The Platanito show.
Right. Hell yeah, man. We got the fuck.
Watch out, man.
Fuck. Yeah, we got some ISIS-looking Mexicans. What? What?
Mondo judges.
Mondo decides.
Mondo, you decide, eh?
Decide, okay.
Yeah, man.
You got to sound like Rick. All go right, for it.
You can't see shit, huh?
Doesn't matter, man. Just say yeah, man.
I feel like a fucking like Al Pastor with that light over here. Right?
Save me a taco, dog.
Or you feel like a mosca flying to the lights, eh? ¿Por qué not? All right, so we're going to start right here. Your name?
Mario.
Mario.
Mario, where are you from, Mario?
Marty.
Long Beach.
Marty from Long
shit,
Beach.
Hey,
LBC. Anybody else, here from, anybody else here from
Long Beach? Long Beach and Compton.
Anybody here?
The
All right, because
there's tacos in that area, by
He
way.
Needs a ride home.
Compton has good taco, bro. They had a bucket full of beans.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
All right, this is a good show, right?
Of course.
Oh, you're supposed to say yeah, man.
Done.
You're out of here, bro. You're out of here. Get rid of him.
End of the line.
This fool's been getting ready for months, dog.
End of the line.
I've been practicing, eh?
Yeah, man.
That was a good one. It's a good show, huh? Put to say yeah, man.
Dick, you might get another chance, eh?
You'll be back, bro. You'll be back with a bonus round.
You'll be the tiebreaker. All right, your name?
Caesar.
All right, that's Caesar from where?
Paramount.
Paramount, right? Anybody Paramount, else from Paramount? Yeah. Paramount in the house?
Paramount, 90210.
All right.
They have a lot of indoor swap meets over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, tuto.
So sounds like he's from Jamaica.
I know. Oh, don't worry, man. Yeah, man. I'm going to smoke the joint, man. Yeah, man.
I didn't hear him. Next one. I didn't hear him.
That fool got hella fucking... Yeah. With my drink, big dog, it's Hooter, eh?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good, bro. What's your name?
Cocus. Jack.
Jack. Jack.
John.
Jack?
Chuck.
Chuck. Chuck. Chuck.
Chuck. John.
Jack?
J-O-N. John. You go home?
John.
Man, you
Jack.
Go home. You go home.
I know.
What's his name?
I am Sordo John. And Gordo.
This John is not in the Bible.
The man.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. You go to his house. ¿Cómo que Jack?
José, güey.
Aquí no más hay Joaquín.
He wins. All right.
Well, do it.
Give
yeah,
it to
man. I don't know what I'm supposed to do up here.
Go to the back of the...
I have no idea. What the hell is yeah, man?
I don't know. Let the number...
What do I do? Yeah, man. Next.
All right. There's one more guy left.
One more.
The ISIS Mexican. Eh?
Give it to ISIS.
Hey, that fool got cut. Yeah, man.
He's going to win, right. Man. All That's right. A real yeah, man.
Is he a bird nest, dog?
Show the hairs on the chest.
Sale gas, dog.
All right.
Where you from, dog?
Glendale.
The Count of Glendale. My friend.
No, Lawndale, not Glendale.
Lawndale.
Yeah, man.
All right. Is this all natural here?
Nah.
That's just Velcro.
Supposed to say.
Magic
supposed
carpet.
To say, yeah, man.
It's called Pews.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right.
The Elvis, yeah, man. Yeah, give the number, the yeah, number one guy one. Another trial. The guy that went first.
The first one.
Go. All right, we're going to give.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Juan.
Oh,
John.
Hey, bro, you like tits?
Luis.
Yeah, man.
Luis. All right,
my name is Luis.
All right, let's see. Do you like
hey, answer the phone, eh? What
do you
the
like
fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right. One last try. Yeah, give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What are you, a yeah, heroin man. Fool or what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Which one? Yeah, which yeah, one? Yeah. Yeah, man.
There's two.
There you go. That's the one.
There you go. Yeah, man.
Go.
Yeah, man.
You win? Who wins? All right, you win?
Yeah.
What's
the guy first prize, gloves from the hey, UFC fighter, the Sean, the Destroyer Loeffler.
There's three guys with beards.
Where at?
Sean Loeffler. The UFC boss.
All right, bro, you win the first prize, bro.
Yeah.
You win Sean, the Destroyer Loeffler signed fucking UFC gloves.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. Bro. Second place. ISIS. You want a signed fucking glove by Rocky,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Yeah, man.
Leo Santa Cruz signed it, bro. He's 10-0.
By Rocky, dude.
What else?
Yeah, man. Third prize, eh?
And this is a Roy Pitbull fucking Tapia signed corner man jacket.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
He's undefeated.
To him. Third place.
Yeah, man.
All right, eh? Go for it, eh? Thank you very much, eh?
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Bro.
I got some cushion on Manuela, man.
All right.
Hell yeah, bro. That's going to be hard to jerk off, eh?
You're going to do the rock lobster.
All right.
Oh.
We're going to right now with everybody here?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, God. People. You ready or what?
Hell yeah.
It's just delivery, man.
The fucking Rasta one, though.
Oh, shit. Now, fucking... Ron from Burbank left, eh?
Ron from Burbank.
You can stay, Mondo. You can stay. Pops.
Yeah.
Just stay right here, bro. Let Mondo and Pops walk away. Walk away. Pops, give it up for Pops. Huh?
A round of applause for my brother, Pops. Go see him. Let him hear it.
Well, Mondo, see you later, fool. All right, bro. Thank you, bro. Oh, you're still gonna leave?
It's chilling.
Oh, 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 see.
No, no.
She's not coming. Oh, oh, okay. All right. All right. Give it up for Mondo, people.
Thank you,
guys. Let him hear it.
Fuck, bro. First ever live podcast.
The grip of fools, huh?
Fucking chaotic when there's people around, eh?
It's a trip, dog.
You gotta keep going and shit.
Voices everywhere, though.
It's not like when we do the live podcast and it's like 2 hours and we cut it down to 1 hour and shit. You guys don't know, man. When we're doing it live, it's a lot of bullshit and a lot of this. A lot of what you want to talk about, bro? I don't know, man.
This weed wore off.
Did you watch the fucking? Did you watch the Grammys and shit, man? Did you watch the Justin Bieber roast? Anybody saw it? Yeah, man. I was invited, but I turned it down, man. I said, nah, man. I'm gonna be on that show, man. And everybody does Mexican jokes in my favor. Fuck that shit. I said, hell no. I'm gonna do my own roast, eh? We're gonna roast my mom, eh? Imagine if they roast your mom? Yeah, man, I remember this bitch hit me at school, eh?
This bitch right here.
Coscorron over there. That's when a Mexican hits you in a knuckle in the head, eh? In church. Shit, Mexican mom don't give a fuck, huh? They'll fucking slap you in the fucking your quinceañera. Calla, cabrón, man. Everybody knows you're 17, cabrón, eh?
Nothing wellness.
You got ready, people, for our last guest.
Pasadena, are you ready?
Who likes heavy metal?
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the baddest guitar players on the planet, please put your hands together for Burbank's own Mr. Sing Kidin. Everybody, let him hear it. Guitar player for Ministry. Let him hear it. Our brother, Sing Kidin.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, brother? How you doing, Tim?
Hell yeah, bro. We're right here, people. Fuck yeah, man. Fucking rock stars right here now.
There's no heavy metal section here tonight, right? But you know what? I'm from Boyle Heights.
Yes!
All right.
Any Ministry fans here?
They're over here.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. The groupies over there, eh? Shit, comedians, we don't get groupies here. Our groupies are guys. Yeah, you do a fucking rock and roll show, bro. There's fucking titties waiting for you. I do a comedy show. It's a big fat dude want to hit a ball, and I'm like, all righty. Nobody has ever flashed their tits at me and go, "You're funny." It's always like, I gotta do that. Hey, I'll give you $5. Just show them real quick. Only one time, man, I signed this lady's boobs. And I don't want to, I don't know, man. She just pulled them out, right? I go, where do I sign? And she had, like, a lot of stretch marks on her boob. And she was funny. She said, just sign on a dotted line.
And you're like, which one?
I don't know, man. It's like a mead.
It's
20
like Braille.
What's up, man? How you been, man?
I'm good,
back from touring?
I just got back, yeah. We were in Australia and South America and Mexico.
Fuck, Australia.
Yeah. Played Mexico City for the first time, which was a big deal for me. It was unbelievable. It was amazing, man. You know, it was a dream for me because my parents are from Mexico, and I never got to play there, so that was my first time, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I seen that footage you had on Facebook. Yeah, man. Kicking ass, dog. Yeah. Hell yeah.
That wasn't me.
Oh, they sold out, man, with the pack?
Yeah. Pretty much every gig I think we did was sold out.
What's it like, man, living the life of the rock star, man?
It's pretty awesome. Not going to lie. No, it's cool, man. It's something I wanted to do since I was a little kid, ever since I got my first guitar at the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet.
Damn. And, the Midnighters are there for weekend.
See, you guys didn't think I was old school. I am. I got my first guitar there and started playing at, like, 10 years old. And, it's been a great ride, man.
Yeah.
All the way to Pioneer Chicken.
Oh, anyway, people, Pioneer Chicken.
I got to tell you, I got my girlfriend into Pioneer Chicken, and she's from the East Coast, and now she's all addicted to Pioneer Chicken like me.
I used to, one time, man, I was so fucking hungry, man, and I fucking bit into a hot-ass Pioneer Chicken breast, and the fucking manteca oil from the breast burned my throat all the way to the bottom. Like, I bit the fucking chicken breast, and all the oil came out, and, like, it just, like, shot in my mouth all down my throat. Like, somebody coming.
Hey, now.
It's like somebody ejaculating hot oil in my mouth.
Who's a
and
demon?
I was, like, and I was coughing. Ah, cough, 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 cough.
That happened to me last
but
Sunday we were there.
Chicken's good and shit.
Yeah. Dude, I was bummed. I wanted to see Joey Diaz, man.
That's right. Cocksuckers, he's here right now.
I was bummed he's not here. I wanted to talk shit about the vegan ceviche.
Vegan ceviche, yeah, I'm vegan.
Yeah.
What's up over here this time? You guys doing all right? We have a big-ass cholo over there, bro. What's up, bro?
I haven't heard a peep, dog.
Haven't seen you since you knocked that dude out, bro.
Tonight?
Opening day for stepping on your cortex.
The cortex.
So what's, man? So, yeah, man. What you been up to?
Just got back from tour. We go back out in 3 weeks.
Fuck
to in the States.
Repeat the same question. I'm sorry, man.
Are you stoned?
I was earlier, dog. Whatever.
And I'm sober, man. I'm just... It's just that, you know, man, when you see a rock star, man, you're just like, fucking.
We're just in awe, dog.
You're right there, bro. No, bro, you fucking took Ozzy's chick, dog. Or somebody's chick. Remember what you said?
Probably. At some point.
You said that you, no. You were at a party one time, and there was you took these two chicks from somebody, and then Gene Simmons told you, good job, eh?
Yeah, yeah. True story.
Yeah.
True story.
What?
Ah, she's cool with it.
He's part of my band.
She's awesome. That's many, many years ago.
Yeah, that guy
was way before I met my lovely girlfriend here.
Never mind that guy over there. He's part of another band called the Instigators.
They're opening up for us on this next tour, dude.
You got a secret admirer.
Yeah, the Instigator. They have hit songs like "Ooh,"
and "No, he didn't."
And their biggest hit is "Ooh, you better do something." Oh, and followed by the follow up hit. Don't let yourself
push me again.
So people, a lot of people here don't know, man, that everybody wants for growing up, man. How many people think that every rock star gets fucked up and shit, does coke and heroin? Yeah. Those are the ones who don't make it, man. Those are the ones you see playing at the Hop. Fucking 70 years old playing at a fucking Knott's Berry Farm.
They're by the roller coaster.
Or still playing the backyard parties in West Covina, dude.
Woo! I'm just doing woo too.
Enough of citrus.
Yeah, man. So, so you don't, you never drank, smoke, or did none of that shit, huh?
Uh-uh, never.
Look at that girl there. Yeah, right. The Instigators.
It's a true story. Yeah, I never drank, never smoked, never done any drugs.
What is that like? No, because most of us here, like this guy right here, is a beast. Like me, man, shit, I would do coke, somebody holds my hair, man. But to live a rock and roll lifestyle and run into big time rock stars and never touch it, like if there's a pile of sugar right here, man, even though I don't do coke no more, every once in a while I make little lines, you know, of sugar.
Just for old time's sake.
Throwback linea. How do you avoid that? Because you have a very strong, well, I don't know what it is, strong personality.
Strong presence.
Strong presence. Your father said, te pego, cabrón.
Yeah. That had a lot to do with it. But,
los drogas son para cholos. Right, bro? They're for you. I'm not really a cholo. Just back them up, eh?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I don't know. I was never curious about that. I was preoccupied with other things.
Oh, there, goddamn fucking phlegma over there, eh?
Want us to call an ambulance, dog, or what?
Dude, I'm bummed out that Homeboy split, dude. I was digging, what's his name? What's that, Ron?
He had to go. He had to go. He had to go put away the carnival down the street. Eh?
So. A little Ferris wheel. Guy was cool, man. I like how he started out like he wasn't saying a word, and then by the end he was in the show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That fool got funny at the end.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's booking a gig here next month, dude.
His one man show.
He started his own podcast with Birdman. Yeah.
Ron and Birdman show.
So you grew up in East Los Angeles, Boyle Heights?
Yeah, I'm off of Boylston Street.
Boylston?
Damn.
Yeah.
But I know where that is.
Yeah. Was born over at the county, USC, man.
This is what happened to... So you grew up right there by downtown LA, Boylston,
yep.
And Temple?
Yep, right there.
Fool, I used to live right there.
Remember the little liquor store?
Yes.
Right there.
There's a bakery right there, and the guy from the neighborhood right there, man, every time, like... I would go in a break to just stand there mad dogging everybody. Eh?
Yeah. That was my tío.
Yeah, man. I was living there. Dude, how fucking crazy that neighborhood was, bro. I was so cracked out. One of the homies sold me a stolen car, bro. For $500.
Damn!
And he had the pink slip and everything.
Found it in the glove box, eh?
And then I went at this, and I saw the ignition was broken. I said, wow, that's weird. This motherfucker sold me a stolen car for $500. But I only paid him $300. And I told him I'll pay the other $200 in a week. And this fool calls me up, hey, homie, I'm going to want that $200 right now, bro. Or else you know what's going to happen. And I was fucking scared and shit. And I paid him $200. You know, and I'm stupid, you know, because I still drove the stolen car for a week. I wanted to get my $500 worth. Damn.
I'm surprised I didn't run into you in that neighborhood.
What's up over there with the Pendleton? Yeah. Bro, looking over there like fucking Nightmare on Mentor Street.
It's like American Me Extra, dude.
I know, bro. Looking like fucking Freddy Krueger hipster over there. This motherfucker haunts you during naps. You wake up, you're organic, eh?
Fucking toothpick.
Everyone had a good time. So what's next? Where are you going to be at next, my buddy?
U.S. tour starts in 4 weeks. And we're not doing L.A., we're doing Anaheim, we're doing The Grove, and then we do Canada, and then we go to Rio in September, and I think that's it for this year. Let's go, man.
Shit.
Let's go. Have you guys open the show?
Shit, it'll be nuts, dog.
Yeah. then you'll have groupies.
I'll be like a fat-ass roadie, bro, waiting for church. But I'm with a band. Everybody with a band.
Literally.
What can I do to get in back there? What can't you do?
You tell me.
I could have been a roadie, man, but I'm fucking lazy, man. Pick up those cables for...
Later, though.
Like, you were like, work for your daddy, man. You're like, fucking yep. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
You did all this
of course
work.
I did. I'm Mexican, dude.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
My dad used to wake us up on Saturday morning to wash the truck, man. And it was fucking cold.
It wasn't. It wasn't even your truck.
It wasn't even our truck. We didn't even going nowhere, man. I'm out there freezing, washing my dad's truck at 7 in the morning, but just to go to church. And then we didn't take the truck.
What is what?
Did your dad have one of those Chevrolets with a camper and shit?
We did have a truck. I don't know if it was that or not, but we had a truck with a camper.
Man, we had a truck with a camper, but the inside of it was still metal, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We would get in there and my dad would drive fast, man. Yeah. Drunk driving and we were inside like maracas.
Yeah, yeah.
I got home and shit with a fucking fucked up kneecaps. No seatbelt.
No. But remember old school days, you could ride in the back of those things. I mean, I don't know if you could
remember
or not, but we
shit?
Did.
Hold on.
We did. Yeah, you just hold on to the sides.
Remember before that? Before, yeah. Man, there was no camper. You could just fucking hold on to the truck and go to the beach.
Yeah. You know, it's fucked up. In Mexico, when we got there, we saw some guys riding on the hood of a truck, like just laying on the hood of a work truck, and they were whizzing down the freeway like that.
Oh, they were laying in the truck, right? Like
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Like on the windshield, dude,
oh,
and on the hood.
Workman's comp.
And it was like
there, eh?
it was like a semi. So like, you know, the windshield's like this.
It was probably Paisa Airlines.
So those guys were hanging on with their nails, dude. It was really weird to see, man. Like doing like 65 down the freeway.
Times are tough and messy.
Yeah. Thought we had it bad growing up.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Shit, I remember today, man. When we picked up Birdman from the train,
the windshield wiper dog.
We saw a windshield wiper. Instead of this paisa buying a new windshield wiper, he just wrapped fucking like hospital pants around it and shit.
No, he put the blue paper towel over that shit. Get toe. But it works.
It works, cocksucker.
And it wasn't even raining. It wasn't even raining.
Fuck no.
Anything else, bro, you want to add, bro?
Nothing. Just if you guys, just to let you know, April 11th at Stage 2, right here at the Ice House, I'll be there with the homies, Armando, Gracie, and Pops. Special guest, Jay London.
Did everybody follow this motherfucker already? Did everybody follow him?
Yes,
did everybody leave a comment? All right, unfollow this motherfucker now, man.
Hey, fool. This was all. He followed me back, dog.
Tell him, bro. You were looking for him, man. Is he here? Oh, shit, right here. Cepillin, right here. Tell him, man. This was your baby. What you do?
You're killing
fucking Mexican albino motherfucker right here. Anyway, he's a good guy, man. He tries. Oh, man. We got bunion stories left, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Sin Karim. Thank you very much. You
let him hear it. Laying it down.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother, always, man, with the shit. Man.
He's been coming to the show since 2010, people. Big fan. Fucking rock star.
All around cool motherfucker, dog.
He was cool, man. Imagine if I straightened on my hair, man. You know, like fucking Interview with a Fat Vampire, right? Yeah, blood is like gravy for me.
No, mom isn't. This fool, dog.
Nah, bro, you need a bigger cross to scare my ass in.
Yeah, man.
We did it, man. First live podcast. Hey,
thank you, everybody, for coming out here on the road. Thank you very much. What's up, Fool Podcast? All Things Comedy Network.
What's up, Fool?
Thank you very much for coming out.